We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's a new song.
Vacation!
Are you packed?
We're packed!
Are you ready to go?
We're ready!
It's time for our vacation!
The day that we've been waiting for is finally here. It's a very, very, very special time of the year. Now it's time to have fun. We're going on vacation. We're packed, we're ready to go. Take a plane, take a train to get there fast, or a car will get you there slow. And when we get to where we're going, we're gonna have fun. We're going on vacation. And before you know it, we'll be there, sending postcards everywhere, telling our friends, wish you were here, having the greatest time. It's time to make some memories, there's lots to see and do. Each day's an adventure, each day brings something new. The family's all together, it's time to have some fun. We're going on vacation. We might have trouble along the way. Might have trouble, but that's okay. We'll stick together, everything will work out fine. And before you know it, we'll be there, sending postcards everywhere, telling our friends, wish you were here, having the greatest time. Don't ask when we'll get there, your guess is as good as mine. Just bring along some things to do to help you pass the time. And before you know it, we'll be there having a lot of fun. We're going on vacation. Before you know it, we'll be there having lots of fun. We're going. It's gonna be great. I'm sure you've noticed that when you've traveled around on vacation, how different places are. How about some places that you guys have traveled?
Arizona, where cactuses grow, and it's
cactuses,
really
yeah, it's really different there. Yeah, Emily.
My family drove to Colorado.
And what's in Colorado?
Well, there's a lot of horses there.
Horses?
And a lot of mountains.
Okay.
It's very easy to get dehydrated.
Oh, because you're up so high and the atmosphere is so thin. How about you, Noah?
Canada.
Canada?
Where the world's biggest falls were.
The world's biggest falls. What are they called? Do you know?
Niagara Falls and American Falls.
Wow. And so that's really different.
Horseshoe Falls and the American Falls, as
okay.
they call it.
Yeah, and that's really different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's think of some places all around the world, maybe that you haven't visited, but a place that you've read about that might be really different. Emily?
China.
China. That's pretty far away, isn't it? And what do you know about China? How is that different?
They eat lots of weird food there.
Yeah. I think anywhere you go, they have different food that the people eat. And Tyler?
Scotland.
Okay. Tell us about Scotland. What makes that different?
There's lots of guys in bagpipes.
Well, they're not in the bag. Right?
Hopefully not.
Hold on just a minute. I got to climb inside my bagpipe.
There's lots of guys wearing kilts playing bagpipes.
Okay. And tell us what kilts are. Maybe people don't know what a kilt is.
They're plaid skirts.
Skirts that guys wear. That's a little different, isn't it?
Just a little.
Yeah.
God made so many people.
And he made us all unique.
But he loves us all the same.
We're different. That's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different. Different hair, different eyes, different skin, a different size. All the same. We're different. That's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different. The things we do and the places we go, the way we dress and what we know. But God loves us all the same.
Going to read two stories about a time in the Bible where people from different countries came together. And the first story is long ago when there was only one language. And it's a story from the book of Genesis, chapter 11. Why don't you start for us, Kaya?
Now the whole world had one language and one common speech.
As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there.
They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks.
Let's build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heaven, so that we may make a name for ourselves
and not be scattered over the whole earth."
But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building.
The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them.
Let us go down and confuse their language, so that they will not understand each other."
So the Lord scattered them from all over the earth, and they stopped building the city.
That is why it's called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the whole world.
From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth.
Well, now, let's look at the story a little bit, and who can tell me why God was angry with these people? Emily.
Because they were trying to build a tower to heaven.
To see God?
No.
To do what? Let's see. Let's build ourselves a city with a tower reaches to heaven so that we may make a name for
ourselves.
Was that for God?
No.
No. Tyler?
They wanted a lot of power.
They wanted a lot of power, probably. That's right. So what did God do?
he mixed up their language into another one.
And could they understand each other?
No.
Nope. What happened, Emily?
They couldn't build the building anymore, so they all spread out across the world.
Oh, that's exactly right. The other story about languages is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, people from all over the world, speaking different languages, came together in one place. And God did something amazing that day with all these languages. And he sent the Holy Spirit to help.
Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from the heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Now in Jerusalem, there were God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
And when they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one of them heard the disciples speaking in his own language.
And they asked,
"Are not all of these men who are speaking Galileans?
Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?"
How does something like this happen?
The Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit, that's right. The Holy Spirit came down and it gave the disciples the ability to speak the language. And why was it that they needed to speak the language? What was the message that they needed to share with the people who came to the feast?
If you believe in God, then you will go to heaven and live eternally.
That's exactly right. Well, let's look at these two stories again and kind of think about maybe some ways that they are similar and some ways that they're different.
They were similar in the way that they both talked about languages being changed and things like that.
Good, good. And Emily?
Well, like Tyler said, they're both about languages being changed, but they were kind of different in a way because in one, they all spoke the same language and then they spoke different languages. And in the second, they spoke different languages and then the disciples spoke languages that they all spoke.
So who was in control of the languages that people spoke? Kaya?
God.
God was in control of all of them. And God really wants all of his people to be together.
But he wants us to look to him for our strength and wisdom.
He wants us to worship him, only him.
When we believe in him and trust in him, he will help us.
That's right.
He sent the Holy Spirit to help us understand his plan.
He sent the Holy Spirit to help us take his message to others.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, you are in control of everything. You're so amazing. Only you could change the language that a person speaks. Only you could bring so many people from so many different countries together and be able to teach them in a language they understand. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done and for all that you will do. We look to you for our strength, for our wisdom. You have a plan for each of us, and we put our trust in you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember, God wants us to share his message with others.
That's the way we make our family grow.
Share the good news of Jesus. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer, Lisa Sampson, and the kids. Our music is recorded at Secret Sound Studio and engineered by John Grant. Our show is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.